Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina Israel with another edition of the Yehuda Project. We would like to say hello to everyone. Shalom, shalom. We're going to get a song on for you as we do all the time, and we're waiting on our co-host to come on the line, and here we go.
We can tell by the look in your eyes, gang. Come on. Right here.
Thank you for today. I'm going to get my co-host on the line, and then we're going to talk about today how special it is. Brother Adonai, are you there?
Shalom, shalom. This is Adonai. How are you?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Today is one of our holidays. It is the Feast of First Fruits, and I have been enjoying myself today. I've had an opportunity to fellowship with some of my fellow sisters that we fellowship together on the Sabbath, and we have had a good day. It started last night, and it ends tonight at sundown, so it has been a very good day. And understanding the feast of the festival of first fruits, the church calls it Pentecost. One of the pastors called me yesterday to try to figure out if this was the day of Pentecost for them.
And are you told him?
And I told him that this is our festival of first fruits. That is what we call it. That's what it is. So, you know, what do you say about that?
Well, I mean, you know, they all had holidays that were supposed to be wrapped around pretty much our day, our holy days. See, those are holy days, not holidays. And those are days that represented something. First fruits is the first harvest of the season, and so you know that so it meant something. You understand the days that they have that they come up with. You understand they don't hold no significant value.
And you know what I told her, you know, that's actually a reference Leviticus chapter 23, because it talks about, I think it's in verse number 10, where it says, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land which I give you and reap its harvest, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruit of your harvest to the priest. He shall wave the sheaf before the Most High to be accepted on your behalf on the day after the Sabbath. The priest shall wave it." So this is really being one of those holidays. And it has been a glorious celebration. We have been
not a holiday, it's a holy day.
Holy Day. I'm sorry, Holy Day. We've been celebrating all day and having a good time and just fellowshipping with each other because, of course, you know, we don't have the high priest, the way, the sheaf, and all the things like that, but it is still one of our holy days that we do acknowledge and bringing information to those who are unaware. Because we have a whole, we have a lot of people that have joined us who are becoming semi-conscious, and they're not all the way there. So, you know, we do these programs so that you all will be aware of what our holy days are about and what they consist of. So you want to tell, how do you all celebrate it in Atlanta?
Well, my nephews, who I affiliate myself with, you know, they had a feast yesterday, yesterday okay. evening, and and that's how we celebrate. You know, they all come out and they bring stuff, they bring food, or and they might barbecue. You understand? Because we don't have the facilities. We don't have the priests that we're supposed to bring these things to. I need to ask a question, though.
Yes, sir.
You know, when we come back unto the land and we're established in the land and we bring our offerings three times a year, are we supposed, there's supposed to be a continual burnt sin offering? Is that a continual sin offering that we bring up to the temple for the priest to burn on the altar? You know, because the sin offering is for presumptuous sins. Because when we come into the land, we ain't supposed to be doing no sins, or we supposed to be upright and righteous from then on. But they supposed to burn a sin offering continually. It's supposed to be burned on the altar. So I'm trying to figure out, and I'm asking around for information on that, you know, regarding the sin offering.
Well,
you know,
offering
is nothing but a turtle dove or something like that.
Right, right. And I think that from my understanding, before we get to that point, there's a lot of things that are going to happen before that point. I'm not really sure in terms of, you know, because we are expecting to take our flight and be in the wilderness. You know, we go back to the land now. Of course, there is no temple. You know, the Levitical priesthood has not been established. So, I mean, you know, right now our journey is headed toward the wilderness. When that time comes, I guess we will figure out those things then, but I don't really have any comment on that at all, one way or the other, you know.
But well, it's supposed to be a continual sin offering.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can definitely ask the question and lead it to those who are out in the audience if they would like to chime in on our conversation about the offering. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to push one. We would love to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, all right.
And of course, you know, they just listen to us. We talk to among ourselves all the time, and very few people actually chime in. But we have some exciting information that we need to pass out today because we want to let those that are listening under the sound of our voice know. Brother Donnell, you want to share the news or you know?
No, I want you to share it because you know, you got it firsthand and you know exactly what that happened. So I need you to, and I'll comment.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, for those people who are listening under the sound of my voice, we received two very exciting phone calls this week. The one phone call was from the organization called A More Better World, and they have actually contracted with the Nation of Yehuda to be the contact organization for those people who are interested in going to Jerusalem and going to the city of Arad to work on the project of building a better community, reestablishing our base in Israel and allowing for those who have income that they can sustain themselves, those who want to go over with trade experiences and skills where you can help to build the city. We are going to be the contact person, the visa to work program that's going to go through the Nation of Yehuda And we had received contracts and everything from them, and everything seems to be a go. So we are really excited about that. They are working one-on-one with us, and it is a beautiful opportunity for us to be able to do this. We were given this opportunity out of the blue. We did not know this opportunity was coming, but we embrace it, we accept it, and we love, and we're moving forward with it. We have established a very viable board of directors that has been very diligent with us, and we are consistently adding people to our board of directors right now. And I just wanted to say to all of the board of directors who have been with us, we appreciate your continued commitment, that you have given us an opportunity for your talents to be platformed with the Nation of Yehuda. And we are this is coming together so beautifully that it's kind of scary, but we're excited with all of it. We have very qualified people, enthusiastic people, and eager to move forward. So we have really built a serious base of people that are willing to do that. We also want to thank Mahalia from Israel for her continued commitment to the Nation of Yehuda and offering opportunities for us to do the things that we are doing right now. And also, last but certainly not least, I received a phone call from a gentleman on Tuesday of this week. I think it was Tuesday of this week. And I did not know who he was, but he introduced himself as Prince Asiel Ben Israel. Prince Asiel and I have been in constant communication with each other. We are putting together some very exciting events that we're going to be co-hosting together and doing together. And we're really excited to have a man of that stature wanting to work with us, with the Nation of Yehuda. We do not have near the connections that he has. He is worldwide. He has connections with people all over the world, political leaders, everything, and he has been working for our people for over 40 years. So we are extremely excited, and we consider it an honor, you know, that they have approached us, and they are going to do a radio show. We are going to actually have them on the Yehuda Project, and they're going to do a radio show, and I think we have already pinpointed a day, and I think we're going to do it on Tuesday. We will announce more of this. We are meeting with them this week, so we will announce more once we put everything together and have everything written in stone. So this is so exciting for us, you know, being from the Nation of Yehuda, the royal house of King Dawid. We are so excited about what is getting ready to happen because we know it is the Most High, and we just want to say to them, thank you so much again for the opportunity. We're excited. We're looking forward to working with you so that we can move ahead because it is time to go home. Reverend Donahoe, you have any comments on that?
Yeah, I wanted to say that, see, this comes from, and first of all, I want to say to the ambassador there, I appreciate everything that he's trying to do, and the fact that he's moved away from the things that had happened in Israel, you understand, and trying to reestablish the name of the children of Israel, you understand, I understand that Ben-Amin, his intentions was honorable. I believe that his intentions was honorable. It's just that when we don't hold our leaders accountable, you understand, they become corrupt. And so that's what I believe had happened, you understand. And I'm sorry that he had went out the way he's going, or he's going out the way he's going, you understand. But I appreciate him anyway. Now, as far as them asking the house of the Nation of Yehuda to join on with them, you understand, it comes with consistency and commitment. You understand, you stayed in there and you worked with it and you tried to do everything, and I knew that it was going to happen because they don't have a true house of Judah in Israel as it stands right now. Otherwise, they would ask you to come along and be under their thumb. I think that we got an opportunity of a lifetime here. You understand? And because the Almighty is hastening the time for us to go home, you understand, he's trying to put things in place. And I really am elated, you know, because I long for the time to go back home. You understand? It's been my dream since I've been have had the understanding of who I am. You understand? So this is a primary opportunity for us. We need to take advantage of it, and that does not mean that we have to be subservient to anybody. That means that we have to band ourselves together and see and make this work in the eyes of the Almighty. Hallelujah.
Absolutely. You know, we have been hidden. As I was explaining to Ambassador Prince Afiel, you know, we have been hidden for a very long time. Our bloodline and our lineage has been hidden for a very long time. And as someone of his stature, who has his kind of connections all over the world, is going to open us up, the nation of Yehuda and our constituents, to a worldwide resource of kings and leaders and politicians and things of that nature, that this is so exciting for us. We are so excited and ready to move forward, you know, that our organizations and our administrative teams are coming together to put together programs and policies and things of this nature so that we can move in the direction of preparing our people to be ready to go home. This, people don't realize, Brother Donia, how serious this is. You know, and this is the hand of the Most High doing. Is that he's allowing us being on this radio show today and being able to give this information on one of the high holy days, you know what I'm saying, is just a miracle in itself. You know, because like you said, we have from 900 to 1,500 people that listen to our show every week. And I'm realizing that the show that we did a couple weeks ago with the directors of A More Better World has been traded off and passed all over the world. They have been sending this to different people all over the country, and this is a blessing. This is a promotion from the Most High that he has given us the opportunity and his approval to move forward. And you know what? We didn't have to go through any unnecessary changes. We did not have to vet anyone. We did not have to ask for a sit-down. But the Most High sent them in our direction because it is time to prepare our people to go home. And that's more exciting than anything that I could ever imagine.
Yep. One thing that for sure is that this is the hand of the Almighty. You understand? He said that we're going home. And don't this seem like the fact, I mean, something that he might do to set this up? You understand? We just can't pop up over there and don't have no direction. You understand? He's setting things up, man, putting things in place. You understand? We got to have a governing body. You understand? And the House of Yehuda is supposed to be the first people that come out that come out of this place right here and set up in Jerusalem. So this is the hand of the Almighty for sure. I know that's right.
And
to be a part of it, you understand? You know, and you know what? I never thought anything like this would happen in the day in my time. I thought that I'd be dead buried by now. You understand? You know that the Almighty would start bringing us back home, because that's what he's doing. You understand? And you know, like you said, they setting it up where you'll be in charge of the visa program. You understand? Where people can you can show them how to get to Israel and all the little facets that they have to go through. I intend to go to Israel at one point. You understand? On a tax finding mission myself. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, and when you think about it, it's just like the Most High. He's very. I always tell people, when you're dealing with the Most High, when you're dealing with Yah, He's not one of. He never draws attention to himself. He says what he means. He means what he says. He does what he says he's going to do. And while everybody else has the bands and the whistles playing and the music gyrating and the attention and the lights flashing, he moves in, does what he's going to do, move on out, give you instructions, and your job is to be obedient and to understand the magnitude of this person coming into our life at this moment to give us an opportunity to be able to join with them and be able to build something together is an indication that it is time, people listen under the sound of my voice, it is time for us to start preparing to get ready to go home. And I know,
and you know, I always say, man, why wait till the last minute? Why wait till we starving?
Yes.
Huh? You understand? Why wait till we, where the water going to be all messed up? We need to get out. We need to get started on this here and be the catalyst to make everything jump off. You understand? Like if and when I get an opportunity, I would like to find out how we can get some commerce going on. Because when they cut these programs off, you understand what I'm saying? We going to still need to eat. So we go, and if we're in Israel, we're gonna still have to have, we still have that eating problem. You understand? So how are we gonna do that? And you know, and what do we need to do to get these things going on? The land, the Almighty said that the land was going to give us a double portion. You understand? And I'm, you know, look here, the Almighty said He's going to give us a double portion. That means that we got to get busy and do things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And it's, I believe that it means that, you know, we will be very instrumental in providing information for our people when it comes time for us to go. I'm like you, you know, even being from the royal house of Dawid, you know, we are in captivity with everyone else. We are suffering with everyone else. But when the Most High does something like this, and He elevates the nation of Yehuda like He has done, through the connections and the channels of the people that He has already established, this is something powerful. I can't even tell you all how powerful this is, that we're excited, we're happy, we've been on cloud nine all week, and we're ready to move forward, you know, and to be able to have a person of that stature on our show, and he will be on our show, and he will be doing his own thing on the Nation of Yehuda's program, where he will be talking, asking questions, answering questions, being ready to, I imagine that's what the show is going to be like, but we're waiting, we're excited and anticipating, you know, bringing his wealth of information to us. And I know that we were talking at one time about being able to obtain citizenship. And he has assured me that that has already been straightened out, that is something that they already have straightened out. So that too, is a major victory that we were worried about once before. He and I were actually talking about when he asked me some of the things that I had been involved in, and I told him that, you know, we were making plans to actually go to the FBI and challenge them on the fact that they have us labeled as domestic terrorists in the Megiddo Project, that the Hebrew Israelites are considered to be domestic terrorists. And he explained to me that they've already gone to the FBI, and they have a letter that states that they removed our name from the list. See, these are things that we don't know anything about because we haven't been connected with the right people. They've already removed our names from the list. They have paperwork that this thing has been done. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That everything that we were worried about is starting to fall into place because the Most High is removing the negativity from off of us people because the curse is almost over.
That is correct.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty, yeah. And you know, you mentioned excitement, man. I don't know, you know, I'm all over the place today. And for the last, since you told me, you understand, I don't, you know, I'm so excited, you understand, I'm trying to figure out, you know, the everything at one time is coming at me, you understand, because this is a powerful thing by the Almighty, and guess who he called, the Nation of Yehuda, look at that, I'm talking about, man, he actually called the Nation of Yehuda. Here's a renowned brother who is he's a humble brother, too, man. I've seen that in him. You understand? And he mentioned on a radio program that he was, television program, you understand, how he wants to find out from the people how what they want to do and how they want to handle it. You understand? That's humility to me.
Yes, it is.
They ain't taking charge and say, well, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. You understand? Or, I'm going to put this in place. You understand? You understand? He said that he want to know what the people want. That's humility.
Absolutely. And not to mention, the you know, we have a lot of people that are coming up in the ranks, newcomers. Some of them are old comers, and they've been here a while, that want to be able to be in the position to be able to wear those shoes. But, you know, it takes wisdom. It takes experience. It takes maturity. It takes the power of Yah to put you. It is Yah that elevates and not man. Yah is the one who brings. He says, I build kings and I tear kings down. So as he begins to move people through the ranks, all of the people who are struggling to find a position or struggling to find their place, you know, our advice is just follow the leading of the Most High, but nobody will be able to overstep who it is that he wants to be at the helm this time, because it won't be too many more of these moments, because our curse is almost up and we're almost out of here. And the next place that we'll be is in the Middle East. And it's just time for, I mean, it's only fitting that a person of his stature and a person of his experience would be the person to be able to help the spearhead this thing across, because he's already been there, done that. I mean, I really felt like I was talking to, you know, a mentor, because, you know, he just began, when he opened up his mouth, it was just wisdom all over the place, you know. And I sat as a young person, and I listened and I absorbed and I took it all in, and I you know, I was just honored that, you know, that he allowed himself to call me, and we had an opportunity to talk. And, you know, we have to learn how to understand the protocol of the Most High, and irregardless to what's been said, irregardless to what's been done, if he is the person that the Most High wants, that's who it's going to be. And we do not have any control over that. Our job is to make sure that we do whatever is necessary, you know, to make that happen. You know, of course, we are the Nation of Yehuda. We are the kingship, you know, and we have a very vital role to play as well. But you can never get past wisdom, because wisdom always trumps all the time. So, I mean, we just count it an honor and a privilege. I'm like you. I'm so excited. I just really don't know what to do. They were telling me, you know, that they wanted to meet us, and they wanted me to come to Chicago and, you know, to get a couple of representatives with us that we can come up to Chicago. And I was honored, because I said, well, you know, we may not be able to get there until after October. He said, no, we're not waiting that long. You know, either you come to us or we coming to you. So, you know, and the enthusiasm and the excitement that is there, we're just happy to be a part of it. So, you know, those are some of the things that we're sharing. We're having a board meeting with them next week. And after that, I think he's going to start his show on Tuesday. I think that's the plan. We'll be able to announce pretty much how much time, what time the show will begin, and all of that for you this Sunday coming up. And maybe we can actually have him on the program this Sunday to announce himself and introduce himself to everyone, and then be able to move from there. But we are excited, people, because the prophecies are beginning to unfold themselves, and they are revealing themselves, and we're on our way home.
Yeah, that's the Almighty's hand. You understand? And he's hastening. See, in Zephaniah, he talks about hastening the time when he's going to bring his wrath on those folks that kept us captive. You understand? And this is part of the hastening, putting things in place. You understand? That is my major concern here, is that we can do all the talking that we want to talk, but if we ain't willing to put things in place, man, we might as well stop talking. You understand? Because that ain't going to do no good. You understand? But the Almighty, his hand is in this matter. You understand what I'm saying? He's bringing the house of Yehuda. He's raising the house of Yehuda. in the land. You understand? And they're reestablishing the name of the children of Israel. You understand? Right there in that land. Right there in that land. See, that had to happen. Those 40 years that they spent in that land right there had to go down like where it went down. One thing is why the Almighty probably crashed that system is because they got too big not to not for the all. They were not representing the whole the Almighty. They were not personifying the Creator. You understand? They were getting into the kingship. You understand? They, you know, so that had to crash because everybody's all up into Ben Amin being the Messiah. You understand? And they forgot about the Almighty. So that had to go down. You understand? Then another thing is that we that had to crash in so that the name of the name of the children of Israel is established there now. You understand? All the now it's going to be a second wave that coming there to build to rebuild our kingdom. You understand? And the house of the Almighty. So it's a lot of stuff that's going on. You understand what I'm saying? And we don't know how it's all gonna play out. You understand? It's the hand of the Almighty. I didn't expect it to come out to be for it to look like this. You understand? And this is and one thing for sure, we didn't have to raise a hand. We didn't have to get no stick or no gun. You understand? All we got to do is gather ourselves. Hallelujah.
That's right. And for you all that are listening, I want to play a clip of the brother. There was an interview that was done in Chicago, and I'd like to be able to play a little bit of this so you can all hear who we're talking about because some of you are not made aware. So I'm going to play a short clip of this so that you can understand who he is. Hold on one moment, please. Just one moment, and I will get this on. Brother Donny, I need you for a moment to keep the audience going. If you could provide us with a little bit more conversation.
And this is an important, opportunity for people to get a chance to get some insight into the Hebrews. You are a religious community, a spiritual community, and I've seen that firsthand. So I want you to tell us, what can we expect going forward right here in America and the connection with the brothers and sisters in Israel? And where are you?
I'm right in the middle of them right now spiritually because those are my people. That's my community in Israel is our homeland. And I'm asking the families that are there to help pray that we can become that community that will humble themselves and repair. See, the Catholic Church is a 2,000-year-old institution, and they had a removal of the top man to sit down because it was connected with pedophilia. First time in 600 years.
They had a parallel group of Catholics who got together. And you know, they had hearings on these people.
Right. And the Pope himself was the first one in history to step down. We're saying that Saul had to step down when he didn't do his work. Samson had to lose his strength when he didn't do his work. Solomon had to lose his wisdom. I'm saying, then I mean, you can't be above these great historical figures. And the community now is waiting for new leadership. I'm not running for no office. I served 40-plus years, but I am willing with the elders that they're talking about to sit in the community and say what is best for our children and grandchildren.
I didn't want our brothers to leave us from Israel before they heard from you. I see they've left, so we can turn that Skype off. But Minister, you want to say something in closing? Yes, I did. What do you want to say?
So, Brother Donia, you know, that right there will let us know, you know, that he, like he said, he's been around He's been in this thing for a long time, you know, and he's had the opportunity to see it firsthand, whether or not, you know, some things took place, because I wasn't there, I don't know. You know, I can't say one way or the other what it was or what it wasn't. But like you said, it's a changing of the guards now. It's time for us to start paying attention, you know, to those things that are important, and then to be able to move forward, because we've got to be in the land. That's not some place that we can just say, oh, well, we're just not going to do it anymore. No, we have a mandate to be in the land.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. You understand? You know, see, the Almighty said that he was going to call us into the valley of I forget his name, Jehoshaphat, I think it was. You understand? And he was going to plead with us. I think that we need to be in the land. You understand? In order for him to bring us down to, call us to, down to the land. This place right here is going to be destroyed. And if we here, we're going to be destroyed with it. You understand? So, and see, that brings about the remnant. A lot of us don't believe, you understand, that any of this is even true. But we talking about the Almighty. You understand? The reason why people believe what they believe is because of the Almighty. You understand? You know, the scriptures was put out there, and they wrote stuff off the scriptures, you understand, for them to believe what they believe. You understand? So I believe that the Almighty is moving now. You understand? The time is short. Look at the days; they running into one another, man. We say it was 7 days since we've been on this phone call since last week. You understand? Look at them days and shot by. I would say it was three at the most. You understand? So the Almighty is at hand here. You understand? This is another thing here too, is the Almighty is orchestrating all of this. You understand?
Yes,
he's orchestrating this here because he wants the glory from the whole earth. And that's how and he's manipulating and maneuvering everything that goes on. What we say out our mouths, you understand, is part of what the Almighty has ordained you to say. You understand? We think, oh, I'm, you know, I got free will. No, you don't. Hallelujah.
No, you don't. Hallelujah. And that is a beautiful thing. I know there was some issues with him in Chicago about lobbying for, we might as well bring it all out on the table today and get all this out, because people are going to research his name. So we want to get it all out on the table so we know who we're dealing with. And this person, so we're going to play this article for you as well. It was on Chicago News. Let's get this out in the open. Because we're not going to hold anything back. Just one moment, please. We're going to go through this in a second. I'm trying to get the commercial gone. But, yeah, there were some issues with some things that went on in Chicago and went on with the brother and another one of his constituents that they have gone through some political things with. So we're going to play this real quick.
Chicago political activist admits in federal court that he worked for the Zimbabwe government but never registered as required by law with U.S. Attorney General. But as he entered a guilty plea, his co-defendant and lifelong friend vowed that he will not accept a plea bargain, and he plans to go to trial. Prince Asiel Ben Israel faced federal allegations that Zimbabwe would pay him and his co-defendant, C. Gregory Turner, $3.4 million to ultimately set up political meetings to have sanctions lifted against the African country. Today, Ben Israel admitted he never notified the U.S. government that he was working for Zimbabwe.
And rather than take the people who believe in me and the family of mine through any long trial, I agreed to accept that responsibility of not registering.
You might describe it as a technical violation of the law. Certainly it's a violation of the law. There's no question about that.
In today's plea agreement, prosecutors allege that throughout 2009, the defendants tried to have U.S. and Illinois politicians travel to meet officials of Zimbabwe, both in that country and South Africa. The goal was to lift U.S. trade sanctions prompted by dictator Robert Mugabe's regime. Ben Israel today defended his work in Africa, adding this.
I didn't know that the work I had been doing for the last 40 years, I needed to register.
His co-defendant, C. Gregory Turner, is taking a different legal approach and plans to go to trial.
We are going to be fighting this to the bitter end, both from a technical and a factual point of view.
Federal records reveal that the government secretly obtained evidence in this case under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, a controversial law known as FISA. The purpose of the law is to prevent domestic terror plots. While there is nothing to indicate a terrorist plot in this case, the use of FISA may point to a wider use of the law. Turner's lawyer finds that problematic.
That's a big deal. If that evidence was prohibited from being introduced at the trial, it would significantly alter the landscape, the evidence in this case.
The politicians are not named in the plea agreement, but as reported by the IC last year, the defendants reached out to Congressman Danny Davis and Bobby Rush. No elected officials have been charged in this case.
All right, Brother Donia, what do you have to say about that?
I think that these people want control over everything and everybody. They got a law, you understand, that bounds us, that holds us so that we can never come up. You understand? That brother's not going to be hold accountable in the eyes of the Almighty because that's not a transgression from far as I'm concerned. You understand? I think that they was trying to get, they was involved with Tim Zimbabwe, but whose law are we talking about? We talking about the laws of the Almighty, or we talking about these people right here that hold us captive? You understand? They keep us from ever making any kind of headway. You understand? So I think it was all false, and I don't think the Almighty's going to hold him accountable. I think, and to show that he's not holding him accountable, you understand what I'm saying? He's trying to establish something in Israel today. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
You understand?
Yes,
that's what I believe.
Yes, sir. And when you Google him and you bring it up, you know, he is actually listed as Prince Asiel Ben Israel, International Ambassador. And as he began to explain to me who he was, and he started naming off all of the countries that he was affiliated with and political leaders that he was affiliated with, and then offered to open up those resources to us, this is something real powerful that's getting ready to jump off for us as a people. And, you know, what's so exciting is that we have an opportunity to introduce all of this to the church. It's time. I keep telling people the church is getting ready to start waking up. It's time for us to get up out of here, and it's happening because it is time for us to go home.
That is correct. You know, and he said this here in that interview that you just played. He didn't know that he was doing anything wrong. Do you understand?
Right.
That's significant. You understand? You know, because they come up with stuff, man. They'll stretch them laws and add and take away. You understand? So they put that law in place, man, so nobody could come over and be ahead of the Americans or ahead of democracy. You understand? You know, these people right here is the shrewdest and the coolest people on the face of the earth, and we got to understand that. You understand? We have to take their same law and use it against them. Those are the same people that went and took everything from everybody. And then all of a sudden, you try to make a move and you in trouble. I can't believe, I'm upset with that. You understand? But the Almighty, you understand, is powerful and great. And he won't let nothing happen to him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, I mean, these are the things that we have been experiencing all week. These are some of the things that we are just sharing with you that we've been experiencing all week, you know, and when good preparation meets opportunity, then, you know, it's when the Most High can put his stamp of approval on it and he trusts you, you know, to be able to operate in spite of the obstacles, in spite of the trials and tribulations, in spite of all the things that you have to go through, that's the breeding ground for good leadership. So, I mean, you know, we have endured quite a bit, but we're still here. You know, we have been attacked on every end, but we're still here. And, you know, the biggest thing is that we're looking forward to being obedient to the Most High and doing what he says do. So, I mean, you know, like I said, the ambassador is in his 70s, brings a wealth of wisdom, brings a wealth of understanding, very humble, and I'm excited. I am excited to have the opportunity, has sent
40 years lobbying for our people and possibly caught up in some things that he didn't desire to be. But, you know, we serve a forgiving Elohim, and you know, we have to be able to move forward. We don't want to keep dwelling on the problem. We want to find the solution. And the solution
that is, correct.
Is coming together and working as a nation. So, you know, I just have been just blown away this week. Because when those kind of phone calls come out of the blue, you know it's nobody but the Almighty that's doing it.
That is correct. You understand? It was the Almighty. You understand? And what's so exciting about it is that he chose the nation of Yehuda. Could have chose anybody.
Yes,
you understand?
Yes,
and you know what that means to me? That the nation of Yehuda can bring something to the table and has been consistent and committed to establishing the nation of Yehuda. You understand? Had you been a little fly-by-night agency, you understand, here today, gone tomorrow, this month you're talking, next month? No, that was we've been consistent, you understand?
Yeah.
And we've been on here every day for every week for the last year and a half, you understand, talking the same stuff. You understand, trying to establish our people, trying to bring our people up out of this mess. And it's a true, true to life mess, man. You understand? I mean, you ever seen a quilt, man, that has all them little facets and stuff, man? We matted into this system, you understand? And we so hard-headed and stiff-necked, man, we not going to believe nothing until it happens. And that, you know, then when it happens, man, we say, you want to kick your own self.
That's true.
I think we got, we involve ourselves, you understand? Let's get together and involve ourselves and pull ourselves up with our bootstraps, as they want to call it, you understand? And be the first peoples over there and put ourselves and establish ourselves, you understand what I'm saying, and put ourselves in position, you understand, so that when folks come over there, man, they can, all they have to do is take off their shoes, roll up their sleeves, and get busy. Hallelujah.
Yes, absolutely. Hallelujah. We want to open up the phone lines for those who have questions, those who might have comments, those that are in the chat line. We would love to hear from you, to hear what you have to say. If you have any questions or concerns, you know, we also have a lot of opportunities available at the Nation of Yehuda. We need as many people as we can that would be willing, like he said, to roll up your sleeves and go to work. The things that we do, all of us do on a volunteer basis. We're not that demanding in the assignments that we request for our people to carry out, and everyone does it at their leisure. Most of our people are working people. Some of them are retirees, but we all work together for the same common goal, and that is to make sure that we build the nation of Yehuda. We have Hebrew Israelites. We have Christians. We have Muslims. We have all sorts of people from different backgrounds that have decided to bring their talents to the table, and because we're getting ready to move on an international level. I can't stress it enough. I know I have been talking it for a very long time. We are moving on an international level. These things that are getting ready to jump off are going to blow the minds of many people, and we are remaining as humble as we know how. We believe in building the infrastructure because we know that when the Most High elevates, you're not going to have time to build. So as we begin to offer different people positions, we would love to have your expertise, your talents, your education level, those people who just have a good heart and they just want to work hard. We need as many people as we can to help us to bring this forward. I know we were talking about yesterday when we were having our meeting that we are moving toward building a team of security, and we are looking for individuals in that area that have that kind of a background, because once we start moving international, the game seriously changes. And we do believe that the nation of Yehuda is going to be used by the Most High to help to further the agenda of the things that need to be done for us as a people. So we our realities are changing, our destiny is changing, and we are moving into a whole nother arena that people don't even begin to understand. And it's happening kind of fast, don't you think, Brother Donnie? I mean, it's like, a year and a half of a radio show is whisked us into a whole nother level.
Yeah, it's just in 1 year.
and just one day,
it changed a whole complexity of matters. You understand?
Yes.
And one thing that I wanted to say is that those people that think that there's going to be a magical, mystical moment, this ought to prove them wrong.
Yes.
This means that we have to get busy and make that magical, mystical moment that we're talking about.
Yes. Yes.
You know,
absolutely.
And that one phone call changed the whole complexity of matters.
We thought it was going to be a little while.
We were going to drag through this. That's what I was talking about. You know, I always talk about us dragging along. You understand? It changed the whole complexity of matters. Why? Because the Almighty is hastening His coming, and He has to have everybody in place. You understand? We got to be in place. You understand?
Ooh.
When the Almighty, because how is he expected to save, to hide us in the day of His great wrath? We have to be in place. That's what I would think. Hallelujah.
Absolutely. And all things are done. He does everything decent and in order, you know. And like I used to tell him all the time, it is going to be politically negotiated, just like it was politically negotiated with Moshe, just like it was politically negotiated with Abraham, just like it was politically negotiated with Solomon. Everything is going to be politically negotiated to the point where the kingdoms and the powers that be that are in control today will succumb to the will of the Most High. They're going to have to. He is going to work right within the systems that are available today, and He is going to work within those systems to make this thing happen. So, you know, this is just too much. Sometimes it's just too much to take, but we have a caller that has pushed one. We're going to get them right on the air because we want to hear what they have to say. Go ahead, Eric, code 513, you're on the air. 513, you're on the air. 377, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Hi. Say that it's a lot of the schools, and it's just sad that society is trying to turn their back against teaching about God. It just shows that they don't want to, like most people don't want to be morally good, and they know it's a lot of restrictions with being a Christian and being religious in any religion. You got to be good to go to heaven. Like a lot of people, they rather reject people if they choose and follow their immorality, their thoughts of the human mind. It's a lot of carnal desires that people they choose to follow that rather than follow the teachings of God and the principles, and they don't want to adopt the standards of righteousness into their normal conduct with other people and how they should view life. They rather live life and choose as they will and follow their carnalistic desires. And that's why a lot of people, like politicians, and especially all the Republicans, all of them are going to hell, because truly they're against the plan of God. I'm not trying to be radical, but I'm just telling the facts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Obama tried to increase the minimum wage for a lot of people that just don't have a lot of money, but most Republicans are bought by somebody by a bunch of rich people, and they're against like a lot of the, like what people would believe is right is to like let a lot of people come into this country and have a chance and, you know, have a lot of tax freeze for people that are, you know, don't have that much money, and create a lot of jobs for people that need it, and free health care, and all that is about being morally right and just helpful, just simply being helpful to people that need help, and the Republicans are against it. So it just shows that their principles of Republicans are all wicked. And they're ignorant. Okay. They really are ignorant. A lot of them are intelligent and educated and rich. I understand that. They're totally against the plan of God. I mean, God's principles is to help people. Treat others how you want to be treated, right? And with love and kindness. And if you see somebody needs help, help them. And it's like a lot of rich Republicans, they don't believe that. So I believe all of them are going to hell because they're ignorant. They're ignorant to the love that God wants people to have in their life. And most of them are politicians and trying to control schools. And it's in the Bible, so it's already going to happen. A lot of people are going to turn against God and be lovers of themselves and their own desires. So if it's in the Bible, it's already going to happen. It's a predestination. And that's what God is saying. And it's already in the Bible that few are going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. It's going to be few. It's not going to be many. So, you know, a lot of people live their life. They think they're going to heaven. You know, they don't have to murder somebody. They don't have to rob a bank to go to hell. They can just live a lifestyle with a mentality of evilness and wickedness. No, I don't want to help these people. I don't want them to have free health care. I don't think that they deserve it. You know, I'm going to be Republican. I'm going to oppose everything that's good and helpful for people. Yo, they're going to heaven. They better think again. They're all going to hell.
All right. Well, you know, we appreciate your comments. Hold on, Brother Donnie. Would you have anything to say to the brother?
I'm Clayton Rains from Cincinnati, Ohio. Just telling him like.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you, and we're gonna answer your questions, and we appreciate your comment. Thank you for calling, Brother Donnie. You know, these are the people that we have that are listening to our show. You know, and it is very important because I don't think we realize how much we have babies, you know, individuals that have no idea of the things that are in store for us as a nation. And this young man, you know, as tender as he is and his comment, and we do love your comment, we appreciate, you know, your thoughts because we allow people to be free thinkers on our show. But, you know, our show is geared toward us understanding who we are ethnically and what our prophetic journey is, and how we're going to make that journey. So we applaud you being a part of our show. We thank you for your comment. We hope that you continue to listen because we have some very powerful things to impart into your life. Brother Donnie, are you having comments for the young man?
Yes, I do. I want to say, I appreciate him having the courage to come and say what he had to say. You understand? But one thing I wanted to say is that those people that he mentioned, you understand, we already know that they don't care. We know the
right
situations and the circumstances and the problems that has happened with having them people involved, you understand?
Right.
Now it's time for us to do something about us, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
We listen and we see what's going on, and there's no immediate silver bullet that's going to correct all of this here. You understand? What we have to do is we got to latch on to something that's going to help our people get out of this mess. You understand? And we can't keep going back and expecting those people to do anything for us. They have not done anything for us in the last 200 years. Where they implement one program, they take two away. You understand? So we got to try to use this system, you understand, while we're here, while we have this window of opportunity. We need to use this system to get out of this mess and to get on board with some people that's going to try to get us out of this mess. That's going to work with truth, righteousness, and uprightness. You understand?
Yeah.
That's what we need to do. See, we know all the problems. We know that these people cause a big mess. You understand?
Right.
But now it is our duty,
mm-hmm,
from one to another to help us out of this mess. Now we can't be a part of be a part of this system that's tearing us down. We have to take our destiny in our own hands. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And the beautiful part about it is that's why we don't have a show to debate Scripture. Our job is never to debate Scripture. We don't do it on the Yehuda Project. We will never do it on the Yehuda Project. Our job is to educate you as to who you are, what our prophetic journey is, and where we are in this country and the things that are happening in this country where we're living and abroad, to let you know how close we are to moving toward that prophetic journey. So, you know, to the young man that's listening under the sound of our voice, you keep listening, because the more and more you begin to listen and absorb, the more you will be able to understand how rich your history is. And it goes way beyond Republican, Democrat. It has nothing to do with that. It is more powerful than you could ever begin to imagine, because we are getting ready to go home. And once we go home, everything is going to start to move at an accelerated pace, to the point where you won't be able, you'll be trying to figure out what happened. A year ago, I was in America living on Johnson Street, and now I'm over here in the Middle East experiencing the things of the Middle East, because that is where we are originating from. We know who we are, how we got here, and we know that we only have a certain amount of time to be here, and it's our prison sentence is almost up. So, you know, it's a privilege, you know, to have all walks of life, people that are conscious, unconscious, people that have no idea what we're talking about, to be on our show, because this is what we want. And the Yehuda Project has been growing and growing and growing to the point where we have individuals that are calling from all backgrounds, Christians, Muslims, teenagers, young people, elderly people. We have people all over the world listening to our show, because we don't have a controversial show to the point where we're arguing about Scriptures, because everybody is entitled to believe what they want to believe. But at the end of the day, we are all Hebrew Israelites, and we're a nation on our way back home. And that is our goal, and that will continue to be our goal.
That is correct. In case we're sitting on the fence, you understand, let me try to clarify something here. When we first came here and set our feet on this particular continent, we didn't know nothing about who we were. We were Hebrew. 88% of those folks that came here were Hebrew Israelites, but that was stripped from us. The understanding of the true and living Yah had been stripped from us. So we grabbed hold of anything that was going to stop that: chained, whipped, beaten, maimed, and murdered. And for the last 400 years, we've been under those deities. You understand? Mm-hmm. Now the Almighty is getting ready to bring His wrath on those folks that kept us captive. It is true that the Almighty brought them people from afar to fall on us. You understand? And we were supposed to be under Him as bond women and bond men. That's not slave. Slave is a whole different set of events. They took us and they chained, whipped, beaten, maimed, and murdered us. That was not in the Almighty's best interest. That was not Him. He said that He was going to come and bring us back unto the land of our nativity. You understand? The land of Jerusalem, the land where His name is called. You understand? But when He said that, He was talking about bond women, bond men. You understand? They wasn't talking about slave and chattel slavery. So they took the people that kept us captive. They took advantage of a circumstance or situation, thinking that they was running stuff, which they're not. It's a real deep story. You understand? And it's not a fictitious story. It's not a fantasy. This is what happened. This is what we went through. You understand? And I know a lot of us saying right now, well, my father, you understand, I didn't come over here as no slave. Man, you're a slave, you understand? If you look at your color of your skin and you look at what the Deuteronomy 28 had said, you are a slave. That's what you are, and that's who you are. You understand? But the Almighty said that He was going to turn our captivity right before our eyes. And that's what he's doing.
Yes, one other thing here is,
not only is he turning our captivity right before our eyes, he's bringing us back home. When they tear up this place, we got to be out of here. Hallelujah.
That's right. Hallelujah. And we are not concerned. We do not spend our time watching the political arena because, to me, it is reality TV. It is theater.
That is correct.
To me, it's theater to keep people preoccupied because, you know, they sign laws, they take away our rights, they give us a little bit of social service programs to sustain us. So that our group of people don't appear to be refugees from a third world country. They give us just enough. And I know that there are people in our nation with our people that are doing well, and we commend you. But until the whole nation as a whole is moved out of into the same arena, we are. If the least of us is doing bad, all of us is doing bad. So, you know, there are some of us who have made great strengths and have moved into great arenas and are making very good money. But at the same time, we're talking about the nation as a whole, the people as a whole, and understanding that we don't get excited about social service programs. We don't get excited about Obamacare. We don't get upset about the Republicans and the Democrats because we know that we are kings and queens and that we're royalty and we've fallen from a certain place because of our disobedience and the things that we did to the Most High, and that as a result of that fall, we are in a position where we have to rely on Republicans and Democrats to pass laws to give us extra food stamps or to make sure that, you know, we have enough money to take care of us when we go to the doctor. But when you really understand where we've fallen from, you'll understand that our goal is never to try to elect another politician to go into office to try to give us $50 more worth of food stamps. Our goal is to educate our people so we can get back to the status that we were, that we have so viciously fallen from, and that it is time for us to accelerate. It's time for us to excel. It's time for us to reach our young people and get them to understand, pull your pants up, get off the pole and stop twerking and pay attention because we've got to get you prepared to get up out of here so you don't waste time watching certain things on television and letting it conform who you are as a person, that you spend more time understanding your heritage so that you can be prepared for the come up because we're about to come up.
That is correct. You understand? That is correct. Ain't nothing better than to have your own piece of property, you understand, where you can cultivate your own grocery. Ain't nothing better.
Yes.
And see what
yes.
they're doing, and you know that, and we know all the problems of what's going on, man. They got them HMOs, you understand, they got them HMOs in the canned food. You understand what I'm saying? You understand? They making foods that now, you understand, that's gonna give you diabetes, high blood pressure, and heart trouble. You understand? You know, they don't care nothing about this as long as they get that money. You understand? As long as they get that money. And if you notice, they got, let me tell you this here. They got 2,000 people that they know of that got offshore accounts that they don't pay no taxes on that money. And then they run around and take and cut your food stamps. You understand? They want to cut your Social Security check. When they got 2,000 people that they don't even ask where that money at. Bring that money back here. You understand? Or let's go, man. Come on. So you know that this place is corrupt. You understand? And we don't stand a chance. As long as we stay here, we don't stand a chance. You understand?
That's right.
And it don't. And a lot of us have made great strides here. You understand?
Yes,
you know why they made great strides here? A lot of them, and I can't say everybody, you understand, is because they turned a blind eye to what really going on to their brothers and sisters. You understand?
That's right.
And that's a terrible thing to do. You understand? And they're going to have to pay for that. That's a sad thing to say. But they're going to have to pay because they're not going to believe that they need to get out of here. You understand? They're not going to believe that they need to contribute to our destiny. You understand? They're just going to keep right along and die with these folks, because this place is going to come down. You understand? What person in their right mind would store up nuclear weapons? I can't figure that out today.
That's true.
You know, and like I said early on, a couple of weeks ago, and I'll try to say this every week, you understand, is that we as a people need to take our destiny in our own hands. You understand? We got an opportunity of a lifetime now. That brother, Nasir Osiel, you understand, is opening up a door. You understand? And we got to come through that door and do the right thing and start living upright towards one another. Forget those little indiscretions that we have that don't amount to nothing if we don't do nothing about it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, like I said, we have a lot to look forward to. It's an exciting time. It's difficult for a lot of people to understand where we are or who we are, because we are, you know, we've been indoctrinated for so long. You know, we have been going through so long that some people think that because this is where we are, that this is all there is. And that once, you know, we're born here, we die here, that's it. That is not true. And like I said, we have a school of knowledge that you are more than happy to sign up with. We will be starting our new classes in July, the first Thursday in July. If you're interested in our classes, the email address is theyehudaproject@gmail.com. Please email us, Yehuda spelled Y-E-H-U-D-A-H, project@gmail.com. We are also, like I said, we're also asking for those people who would be willing to work with us on a volunteer basis and to help build the Nation of Yehuda. We would like for you to email us at NOYCareers, N-O-Y for Nation of Yehuda, careers@gmail.com, and let us know what your credentials are and that you would be willing to help, and we would be more than happy to contact you and plug you in and begin to start building this thing as we need to build it up, because we have a lot of work to do, and we're excited because where the structure is built, the finances will come. See, a lot of people have to wait for the money to come first. We don't do that, because when the Most High mandates you to do something, you do it. And out of obedience, he blesses you with the finances to complete it. So we're at that point now where we're waiting for the finances to manifest themselves, and we will be doing international travel, meeting with politicians, people from all over the country, to be able to express what it is that we're planning to do. And our job is plain and simple. We are gathering our people so that we can educate them as to who they are, prepare for them to understand the prophetic journey that we're about to take, so that when we get ready to leave here, it won't be foreign to most. Everybody's not coming. Everybody's not going to come in the first wave, but the people that are fortunate enough, and hear my voice, fortunate enough to leave in the first wave when the Most High say it's time to go, believe me, there will be a benefit from it. So education is what is going to give you that understanding to know what time and when it's time to go. And that's all we're planning on doing.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to do it to the best of our ability. We also have a newsletter. We call it the Seven Seal, and we're looking for an editor for that paper. We have worn many hats in the Nation of Yehuda, but as the people are starting to come in, we are starting to designate job descriptions and abilities to these people. We're looking for people that have social media experience. We need people that are interested in being a part of our social media department that will be able to manage it and put it all together. So we have a lot of great things that we're doing. We're filling office spots. We're recruiting people. We have people. Our offices are virtual. Everyone lives in different cities. And we come together and we meet every week and we discuss our plans and our agendas, and we make it happen like that. So we're really excited about where we're going and what we're doing, and we need as many people and many hands at the table as we can possibly get. So that is our goal. That is what we're doing. That is what we have been doing, you know, faithfully without being offensive to anyone. You know, the nations that have housed us, the nations where we have been scattered in, all of the nations that we are living in right now, we are here because we have to be. But Prince Asiel and some of the brothers who have lived in Israel already, you know, have already established a community that is going through some changes, some trials and tribulations, and they're reestablishing our identity and our cultural fingerprint in Israel. And what they're doing is, you know, if some of you are interested in going to Israel, most of us have to go through a Christian tour to get there. They are establishing our presence in the Holy Land where we can contact the organization and say we're bringing the tour group over and we need accommodations for them. We need tour guides to help us get through, to take us to the mountains and take us to the burial grounds where King David really is laid and show us Jerusalem, the real Jerusalem, and explain to us different things and preparing our people for that. And that is powerful.
Hallelujah. That is truly powerful. You understand? We got an opportunity of a lifetime here. And we're getting ready to come home. You understand?
Yes.
I mean, come home to live. Come home and be a part of and have our own land where we feel we have our own groceries. You understand? We're building our own commerce. You understand? We are not at that place where we can be international shippers of commerce, but we can get there. You understand? Because
yeah.
the Almighty
yeah.
said that we're supposed to get a double portion. A double
yeah.
portion
yeah.
means that the land flowing with milk and honey is going to be flowing with milk and honey twofold. You understand? Ooh-wee. So it's gonna be all right. You understand? We just gotta stay. We gotta stay connected, and we got to be dedicated. You understand? And consistent. You
yes,
understand?
Absolutely.
We be if we stay connected, dedicate ourselves, and be consistent. You understand? No telling the time period won't be as long as we thought it would be. You understand?
Yeah.
You know the Almighty. See, we always say, you know, I've dealt with the Almighty for the last 35 years, and every time I say, well, Almighty, I'm going to do this, that, and the other, and in 6 months I should be in this place. Guess what happened? It happens in 3. Because he blesses my hand in my doings because I was consistent, I was dedicated, and I was committed in doing what I said I was going to do. You understand? And that's what we have to be. You understand? That's how the nation of Yehuda got chosen, because they was consistent, dedicated, and they stayed. You can count the times that we were absent on this line in a year.
That's true. That's true. And I think we were always able to tell them people something,
have something to say to them people, and we talked about a lot of stuff. You understand?
Yep,
you know, my main concern though is our children. If we don't set
yeah.
nothing up for our children, man, they are gonna have one hell of a time trying to bring back the name of the
yeah.
Almighty. You understand?
Yeah,
so we got to do
what?
This, children. Hallelujah.
And you know what? They build in the concentration camps, and they have caskets and all of that stuff put together, and they're putting those things together for people who don't succumb to the powers that be. If you and that's what I wanted to bring to the table today, because Eric Holder has something going on where he is starting to build a group of people, a force to come against homegrown terrorism. Anyone who speaks out against the government, anyone who has an issue with the government, he's putting a task force together right now. They're already putting this stuff into place. They basically closed the ranks down. The executive orders that have been signed, the things that have been signed into place, have already closed down and taken away a lot of our civil liberties, a lot of our rights, and things like that. You know, and you have a lot of groups that are fighting and refusing to go along with the powers that be. But at the end of the day, our job is to, like I said, educate you and get you prepared when the time comes to leave that we can go. Because there is no jobs in this country. I mean, there are some people say they are. So I just talked to a young man not too long ago. He said, there's jobs. People just don't want to work.
I'm telling you, boy. Ooh-wee. You know what? Not only that, Eric Holder, but you know what? They're taking away our civil liberties. Guess what they're doing now? They can read. They got a monitor sitting on the police car. They got three monitors on each police car that can focus on your license plates and send a message back to their little monitor inside their car to let them know where you live, who running the car, you understand, and whether the car has been stolen, and it's a bunch of stuff that they can get off that license plate. And every car that passes by, they taking a picture of that license plate, you understand? So that's stepping all over your civil liberties. You ain't got no civil liberties. You understand what I'm saying? They find they can track every inch of you. You understand? When they getting these smartphones, on them smartphones, they got them GPSs. They can find you wherever you at. You understand? Come on. You understand? Whether it's on or not, because I seen on the TV, they can turn your phone on. Oh. You understand?
Yes,
woo! We in big trouble if we stay here. I'm going to tell you the truth. You understand? And
that's
let me cool. tell you this here. See, sometimes here, you understand, you get picked up for maybe jaywalking. You understand? That's an offense where they can take you to jail. Just jaywalking, they can take you to jail. And a lot of times, you get lost in the system.
That's true.
You understand? For jaywalking, I'm talking about some little minor stuff. You understand? Where they were supposed to give you a ticket, they'd take you to jail.
That's true.
You understand? Now, it's one thing to go to jail. You understand? Then there's another thing, getting out. Most of us ain't got no money to get out of no jail, even if we go, you know, even if it's a minor offense. We don't have to do our 30 days.
Now, check this out, Brother Donnell. It says Attorney General Eric H. Holder, Jr., on Monday announced the creation of a task force within the Justice Department to combat against escalating danger from homegrown terrorists within the United States.
Is that a black man, Eric Holder?
Yeah, he's black. In a news release, yes, sir, he is a black man. In a news release accompanying Holder's weekly video address, cited a Congressional Research Service report saying that he was going to establish a task force against homegrown terrorists. And this task force would comprise of FBI, the Justice Department, the National Security Division, and the U.S. Attorney. And they're getting this thing together so that those people who they consider to be domestic terrorists will be able to be on a watch list. And if you say or do anything that seems to be radical, it says, though the original task force was little known, focused mainly on white ring zealots, Holder's version is aimed at U.S. citizens or visitors radicalized via the Internet. Holder said the government would continue to fight terrorists abroad, but we must also concern ourselves with a different type of threat. We are facing an escalated danger from self-radicalized individuals within our own borders. So all of the groups that are coming up against the government, all of the groups that are talking about how America's going to be demised, and all of the groups that's talking about how America's going to be put down because of the homosexuality and all the stuff that they allow, they're going to consider you to be a homegrown terrorist.
Yeah, you got to be careful with what you say over the phone or on the Internet, you understand, or on your Facebook page. You understand?
Yeah,
be careful of what you say. You understand? Because you might be on your way to jail. You understand? Not only, and see, that gives them the right to just walk, just break into your house. Let me tell you what happened to this family. You understand? Some guy sold some dope to an undercover agency. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
They came and broke into the house and threw one of them flash grenades, you understand, in the house. And they put a baby in the hospital. But the point that I'm trying to make is The boy just sold dope. He didn't have no gun. He didn't have no what's name. Why are they breaking his house? They could have waited till he came out. They broke in their man, and you understand? That gives them the right to go in your house and just shoot up everybody. Lord have mercy, boy. I'm telling you, I'm out the door. As soon as the Almighty sees fit to send me out of here, I'm going. I'm not going to stick around here. You understand? I'm a senior citizen. You understand? They took a senior citizen who was in his 70s and slung him to the ground, hit his head against the wall. You understand? Come on. Come on. You understand? Slung him to the ground. I'm talking about, you understand, a young man, maybe 40, maybe at the oldest he had to be 40. But the older man was 70, in his 70s, man. They took him and grabbed him by the arm and slung him to the ground, and he hit his head on the... Oh, man, what kind of people is this? Well, and the guy didn't have no gun, no weapon, no nothing. He might have been talking, you understand, but you don't do that to somebody just because they talking. Come on.
Right, absolutely. Please. So you know that they're putting together a task force specifically for that. The definition of homegrown terrorist is going to expand, I'm sure. And, you know, even though they claim we have freedom of speech, you know, it comes with conditions, you know, and you're not going to be able to say the things that you want to say. And I remember an individual had called when we were talking about a more better world over in Israel, and they were talking about the safety that they felt here. And some of the brothers was like, you know, this is the land of our captivity. There is nothing safe about this. This is just all you know. So, you know, we're just letting everyone know that, you know, our goal, again, is to educate our people, get our people prepared for our prophetic journey, and be able to move you toward that journey so when the time comes for us to leave, we will be prepared to leave. Now, everybody's not going to go. We have to also brace ourselves because some of our family members are not going to leave. But the ones that do, you have to be ready to be prepared to move. And I'm telling you, if husbands don't go, leave them. If your children don't go, leave them. This is not an opportunity for you to get nostalgic or to be family, because the things that are coming down on this place, and when I'm talking about kids, I'm talking about grown kids. I'm not talking about little kids, because we definitely can take our babies. But when we talk about grown kids that just don't want to listen and they're hard-headed and they refuse to listen to what you have to say, this is the time where you're going to have to make a decision, and it's going to have to be every man for himself, because the scripture says they're coming in waves, and some are going to have to be whooped in if they survive. Some people are going to lose their life. When the time comes for us to get up out of here, we got to be ready to move.
That is correct. You know what's so ironic, man, and it scares me to death, because I got children, adult children, you understand? And they could just drum up something on my children, and they'll be in the penitentiary, you understand? And like I said, man, most of us don't have enough money to buy no lawyer. Well, we can't get bail money, so we're going to have to – we're at the mercies of these folks, you understand? And it's just, you know, it's just not fair. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, you know, rather than to give us our little 40 acres and a mule and so we can get the hell on, they'd rather kill us off. I'm telling you, it's just not fair. See, all of that stuff that you mentioned, you understand, about Homeland Security and all of that stuff, you understand, that's just another genocide against black folks, because we the only ones that really suffer. Come on.
You have some white wing and leftist groups that are coming out of the other nations too that are ready and willing, locked and loaded, ready to fight over this land. And I think they on the list too. I think they gonna gather up anybody that doesn't go along with the program. And our situation is, if we're offered an opportunity that if you don't want to be here and follow our law, you can leave. You need to be prepared to get your mind together for that, because the thing about it is, we talked about the RFID chip going up under your skin. We've talked about all of the things that we've talked about. We have educated you. You can go back and archive some of our programs and actually give our programs a listen, understand what we're talking about. We have said things not to offend anyone from the other nations, but to give clear, concise information according to current events
biblical prophecies and destinies so that our people will be aware of what's coming next. We've done everything in our power to do those things, and we will continue to do so as long as we are allowed to do so without interference. But in the meantime, it's time to start preparing your mind for the Exodus, because it is coming. The Most High said it is, and he does not lie.
That is correct. He has not told a lie. If you read the scriptures from front cover to front to the back cover, there's not one place in there that you can call and say, well, he lied at that one. never happened. The Almighty said something, and it always came to pass, or it's in motion of happening today. You understand? So, you know, the Almighty, and once we got to understand here, we under the protection of the Almighty. If we take on this understanding of the Creator, we under the protection of Him. That's why we're still here. Don't you know that they tried to annihilate us all through this whole captivity period? But they couldn't, mm-hmm. because the Almighty said that he was not going to make an end to us. And he put people in place. I mean, we might not have liked those people and were indifference to their views. Even President Obama, I don't like everything that he say out of his mouth. Eric Holder, I don't like half the things that he say out of his mouth. But all of those people were put in place to sustain our living, whether we know it or not. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That is true. While we're here, he has made a way. He has provided for us. So as a result of that, we've been mandated by the Most High to start this show, to give you information about current events, to let you know how close we are, what our direction is, and to prepare you to be able to make the move for those who are listening. We do not twist anyone's arm. We do not crucify anyone for what they believe. You know, believe what you believe. I just hope that, you know, your belief and what's real and what's believed, it matches up in you know, time, because it is getting ready to get pretty serious around here. And things are just going to be going on like normal. People are going to be getting married and having good times and partying. The sky's going to be blue. All of the things are going to happen. But one day we're going to take a serious turn, because we are a country that does not have a currency. Our currency has gone to the dogs. We do not have things that we need in place. We don't have the ability to be able to sustain ourselves. Our industrial commerce is gone. You know, the things that made us strong, the car, the automobile industry, and some of our other factories and things like that we have are consistently moving out of the United States and sending labor across seas to other countries. I know you guys know you can call a customer service company anywhere in the United States, and you're liable to be talking to somebody from Malaysia. They have sent it away. The borders are open. The labor is cheap, and the American people are sitting here without adequate jobs. So the things that are happening to us right now, we have to really start paying attention. For those of you who all have your pensions and you have your monies come in, that is a beautiful thing, but that is subject to change as well. Because when you think about it, if the dollar fails, it's all going in the toilet. All going in the toilet. I mean, it's a lot to consider. You know, I don't mean to scare people, but we've got to be realistic about the world that we live in today. And they play certain television programs to keep everybody happy, keep everybody excited. You know, most of the television, I was watching how the things that they show on television. Everybody's dancing and who want to sing, and they got all kind of game shows giving away prizes because they're keeping the morale up. But if we were to ever know just how serious it would be panic across the street or in the streets of the American cities. And, you know, they do all these things to keep us preoccupied so that we don't know how bad it is. But any time that our currency has lost its value, I mean, I don't know what else is next to you, Brother Donia.
No, I don't at all, ma'am. See, any country that don't produce nothing is on its way out. You can't go. You go in Walmart and I want y'all to call me next week and tell me how many American products that you found in America. I mean, in Walmart. Everything in Walmart is by somebody else. I went and I bought a tablet. You understand? And I didn't know how it worked, so I called the number that they had in there, so that, you know, customer support. And I got a foreigner, man. I couldn't understand a word that they were saying.
That's what I'm talking about.
You understand? I had to tell her, I said, listen, I don't mean to be arrogant against you. I know that you just got a job. But Lord have mercy, man. Give me somebody that I could understand.
I'm telling you,
it was a terrible thing. I asked them, where am I calling? India. You understand?
That's right.
We in big trouble here, man. And then they talking about they ain't got no jobs. You understand? We're not trained for these jobs that these guys got. You understand? I don't get that one at all.
That's what I'm saying. And when you experience that and you realize that inflation is looking up, I went to the grocery store the other day just to get some fruit. I have never seen lines as little as the ones I bought. I was like, these must didn't come full grown or didn't reach maturity, because all of the fruit is smaller. Everything is smaller. And it's like, what is going on? I asked the man in produce, I said, do you have any grapes at all with seeds in it? He said, no, we don't have any. I said, do you ever get them in? He says, occasionally we do. He said, and when we do, they sell out like hotcakes. He said, and they don't send us a whole lot. He said, all we have is the fruit that doesn't have any seed in it. I said, do you realize that that's not biblical? That everything has to have a seed in itself? That is not you. This food is being genetically modified. I'm telling you, people, it is, man, look, we got to start paying attention. I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't know. You know, I just don't know. People convenient. Somebody told me I like it without the seeds in it. You don't have to work so hard picking seeds out of watermelon. I said, it's supposed to have a seed in it. Everything has a seed in itself. That's a garden principle. The Most High said everything should have a seed in itself. But because we're in this society and it is being controlled by the powers that be, they are doing things to manipulate the food because they are trying to do population control. And this is where we are right now. So I'm just saying to everybody, again, our goal is to educate our people, is to prepare our people for our prophetic journey, to them to understand their lineage so they know when it is time to move. Because guess what? Let me tell you something. There are other people of other nations, white folks. I'm just going to be right blunt to the white folks, that's gathering and preparing for what is getting ready to take place. And the government knows. Something is getting ready to happen to the point where it is going to cause civil unrest. And that is why they have those concentration camps built all over the country with caskets that can hold 3-4 dead bodies at a time. People, we better begin to wake up and understand what's going on. It's time to go before the Most High and all of the churches. You know, today was supposed to be the day of Pentecost, and they're shouting and going through all the motions. They've been doing this stuff for 50, 60 years. It's time to start paying attention now, because this is serious. Real serious. And all I can say is, you know, whoa, it's just, you know, it's going to be so sad, because people have been indoctrinated for so long that they just refuse to let go. And at some point, you've got to come to concede and say it's just not working. We need to divorce all of this stuff that we've been taught. We need to go before the Most High as a nation. We need to fast and begin to come together and go down on our knees and pray and ask the Most High to help us get this thing done. And that's what we need to do. But people don't want to do it because they think they already got salvation. They going to heaven, like the young man said. They going to heaven. You know, and it's like, come on now, it's time to start paying attention. But again, we gotta keep talking, because one day it's going to penetrate. One day it's going to seep in. One day they're going to realize how important it is and that we need to make sure that we keep it moving. So, you know, that's the purpose of our show. We've had some exciting things going on this week. We're ready to forge ahead. You know, for those listening to Under the Sound of Our Voice, we have celebrated our High Holy Day, the Feast of Fresh First Fruits, and understanding what it meant and how it was supposed to be celebrated. And we just want you all to know how much we appreciate you,
being consistent, how much we appreciate you listening, and what we need to do to make sure we get this thing going across and how this thing happens. Brother Donnie, are you have anything you want to say? We still have about 15 minutes.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, like you just mentioned to him, is that we appreciate everybody that listens to us every week. Hopefully we make some kind of sense there, you know, and that at some point in your life that you take stock on your life and see what is real and what is Ola. And what is real and what is not real. You understand? And what I see here is that we don't stand as a snowball in hell, you understand, in this society here. You understand? They're trying to get rid of us at every turn, everything that they do is pitted against us. You understand? So we got to try to do something, and we have a window of opportunity here before the Almighty decides to call to make these people pay for the atrocities that they committed against us. You understand? So I pray that every each and every one of us, that I've made some kind of something in your life that you said, well, maybe I may want to take a look at this stuff, what's going on in my life or what's going on in this society here. You understand? My son is in jail and this and that and the other. My daughter's in jail. You understand? And she ain't doing right and this and that and the other. I got grandkids. We need to take a look at take stock on what we got going on here and what they have to offer, man. There's very few programs out there that's going to help us. You understand? And most of them, you understand, is already took. It's got a waiting list, you understand, of 2 years. So we need to do something about ourselves, and we only have a window of opportunity. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Again, we are having a board meeting tonight that is very important. For those who are on the phone, under the sound of my voice, we will be definitely sending you information toward that meeting so that you understand that it is at 6:30 this evening. Again, we need for all of our board members to be there. We are very excited about the opportunities that have come across our desk. We are preparing ourselves. We are polishing up our act. We are bringing our best foot forward so that we can represent in a manner that the Most High would expect us to, and that we would be able to bring our best 100%. If you are interested in helping in any way, please email us at noycareers@gmail.com. We are interested in knowing who you are. If you want to be a part of this, there's an email address, the Yehuda Project. It's the same as the Blog Talk Radio Show at gmail.com, the Yehuda Project at gmail.com, and send us an information about, you know, who you are, your email address, and contact information, and we will definitely get to you today so that we can make sure that you get the information that's coming across our desk and to make sure that everything is done accordingly. Is there anything else I'm not covering? Oh, we have a meeting on next Tuesday coming up. We will be meeting next Tuesday, a preliminary meeting before we meet with those chairmen and ambassadors so that we can make sure that we have dotted all of our I's and crossed our T's to be prepared for this. Any questions that you may have or anything that you want to ask or things like that, though, that's the time to start to get all of that stuff together so that we can go over it first and that we know, you know, have some meeting, boardroom meeting etiquette. So we're going to go through that and make sure we have that before we present ourselves, because I want to let everyone know I have a great group of people that have joined the Nation of Yehuda. They have been consistent. They have been faithful. And they are a great group of people, and I have every confidence in them that they will do and perform at the best of their abilities, and they are ready to go forward, roll up their sleeves, and get to work. And that is gold. I have been around those who talk good, but when it comes time to stand up, they fade into the background because they feel like they have too much to lose, and they don't want nobody to see their face. And you know, but those, the other ones that are out here, that are true warriors, they're out here, they're working toward good,
and they're making things happen. So I want to just publicly say to all of you all, thank you so much for everything that you've done, and now it's time for us to reap some of the rewards and the benefits for all of the hard work and the sacrifice that we made, because this is opening doors for us that we won't even be able to imagine.
Mm. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty.
And for those that are on the board who do not have their passports, we encourage you to get your passports, because we're going to go to the homeland. I believe we're going to be able to go over there and as tourists and be able to actually see. And, you know, Mahalia said about, she was talking about, you know, that place that's uninhabited and that the mountains that are there. And she said, you know, Yaina, when you step through to those mountains, she said it's so quiet. It's almost like the ancestors are whispering to you. You know, I told her, I have to experience that. You know, I want to be able to go toward a mountain and be able to have that experience. You know, and those are the things, you know, that we get an opportunity to do before this thing blows up at us. But we're ready for the blow up, but we're just trying to get everybody prepared. You know, we're trying to get our warriors in place. We have plenty of opportunities for those people who are out there that want to help. We need all the help we can get, and we will definitely be excited to hear and excited and ready for those people who want to be a part of what we're doing to contact us. Don't forget our website. Our website is www.NOY, for Nation of Yehuda, the word monarch, M is in Mary, O is in Oscar, N is in Nancy, A is in Apple, R is in Rachel, C is in Charles, H is in Harry, .us. So it's www.noymonarchs.us. Go on our website, look around at some of the different offices and stuff that we have. If it's something you feel like you're interested in, please email us and let us know. You know, because nothing, no job is too small, no office is too big. There is no big eyes and little U's. Everybody's important in the Nation of Yehuda, and we work together as a team. So on that note, Brother Donnie, I got a question for you.
What is it?
What time is it?
It's nation building time.
Yes, sir.
And we don't have much time. So
yes,
we
sir.
Need to gather ourselves together as a nation and start moving and start dedicating our lives, because that is my dedication. I'm dedicating my life to the Nation of Yehuda, you understand, to building a nation that our children can be proud of. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. We thank you so much, everybody. And don't forget, we're having a meeting today at 6:30 for those people who are on the board. And once we talk to Prince Asiel this week, and we're going to meet with them sometime this week, once we have our board meeting with them, we're going to see if he could just spare some of his time next Sunday and be on the program to give a preliminary introduction of who he is, so that you guys can also participate in the radio show or the program that he's going to do with the Nation of Yehuda on Tuesday. So we're trying to fill up. We can have a show every day of the week, and since it's been so popular, we are trying to bring people in who can add value to the program, and we believe that this is as good as it gets. He's going to bring a wealth of people with him. He's going to bring a whole wealth of knowledge and wisdom, and we're excited to hear what he has to say, like little kids sitting at his feet, taking in all the wisdom, you know, because wisdom comes with mistakes, failures, and successes, and, you know, you have to go through those things in order to attain the wisdom, because wisdom is the knowledge of knowing what to do and how to do it, and that comes from trial and error. So we do understand, and we're ready, like young people, to sit there and understand and learn what we need to learn so that we, the next generation, can forge ahead and pave the way for the generation after us. And that's how it's done, and we plan on doing it with the Nation of Yehuda. So on that note, I want to say to everybody, shalom, shalom. It has truly been a pleasure. And we thank you for all of the things that you've done, and we will definitely see you all next week. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Thanks a lot.
Shalom, shalom.
let us love what guide you my way to share with me this special day. Well, ribbons in the sky for our love. If allowed, may I touch your hand.
Israel with another edition of the Yehuda Project. We'll see you next week, same time, same place, with the same attitude that we're moving forward because it is nation-building time. Thank you so much, everyone, for attending today, and we appreciate your consistent and your continued commitment to the Nation of Yehuda. Bye-bye. Shalom, shalom.